This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm already running late here, and I want to get right to Congressman Bob Onder, who's been very patient hanging on the phone. Hello, Bob. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. Great to be back.
I want to talk about some of the things in Washington, but I don't know if you have anything to report related to the storms. We just spent quite a bit of the opening talking about that and the devastation across much of the city of St. Louis. I don't think St. Charles was hit quite as hard, were they?
Yeah, no, we didn't. We, you know, a little bit of damage from winds, but nothing at all like what we saw in North St. Louis County and the city.
Is there anything that you are doing or other members of the delegation to make sure that, you know, the region gets federal help when needed?
Yeah, well, there's no question that this meets the criteria for a state of emergency. So we, along with Governor Keough, will be acting, advocating with the administration to get that emergency disaster declaration and of course, even before that, federal help.
Well, keep us posted on that for sure. All right, what would you say? I haven't spoken with Congressman Smith in a little bit. I heard him on Laura Ingraham's show last week at one point talking about the bill. I know that the one big beautiful bill has changed a little bit. I heard Speaker Johnson this morning say that he wants to get this, you know, wrapped up before Memorial Day, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a week from today. So where would you say that process is? And I guess the follow-up there would be, are you satisfied with the direction that it's heading in, considering, you know, you got spending issues still there, you have tax cuts that need to be renewed? This is very complicated, but there's also spending issues that I think some folks on our side of the aisle, in particular your side of the aisle, maybe the harder conservatives, are very concerned about right now, Bob.
Yeah, all of that is correct. There's no question that we want to pass, we Republicans want to pass a big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it, in order to enact President Trump's whole agenda. And part of that, of course, and an absolutely essential part of that, is renewing the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the Trump tax cuts. If we do not do that, we will be imposing the largest tax increase ever in U.S. history, an average of 22% increased taxes for individuals, an average of 20% increase in taxes for small businesses. That's just unacceptable. At the same time, this bill offers the opportunity to rein in the out-of-control spending, the fiscal disaster that we are going to pass on to our children and our grandchildren, $36 trillion debt. We need to get that in control as well. And there's absolutely no reason, as Republicans, we shouldn't be reforming Medicaid, reforming food stamps, eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in those programs, and also rolling back the bloated, wasteful green energy subsidies, the Green New Deal of President Biden. So we're working toward that. I think over the Friday and over the weekend, there was a little bit of a hiccup. But I think we're moving in the right direction. And I'm optimistic that Speaker Johnson's goal of passing the bill by Memorial Day weekend is attainable.
How important is it to you to have a lot of these things become permanent? Because one of the issues here is that we passed this in 2017. Now, you weren't in Congress at that time. But, you know, when you have temporary cuts and you got to go at this again, you got a new administration, a new makeup of Congress. It's my understanding that even the majority of the members that are on the House Ways and Means Committee that Jason Smith chairs are newer members. So isn't permanency something that's important here? And is that realistic, though, given the numbers?
Yeah, I think permanency is really essential, because especially in business, there's nothing business people dislike more than uncertainty. And so I think permanency on things like individual tax rates, on business tax rates, on the pass through deduction for small businesses, those things are very important and are in the bill. But it's my understanding depreciate full depreciation for R&D expenses, for instance, wasn't permanent. It was only temporary. The other thing, but speaking of temporary versus permanent, we can't put off rolling back the Green New Deal scam credits and rolling back reforms in Medicaid like work requirements. We can't put those off until after Trump is out of office, right? Because, as you say, the legislature turns over, the White House can turn over, then those things would never happen. And the savings that we have a chance to realize won't happen either.
So, you know, the president's been talking about this. He campaigned on no tax on tips, Social Security benefits, or overtime. I think he wants a write-off for interest on car loans. Some of these things sound very enticing, but then you also, and I'm not opposed to any cutting, don't get me wrong, but you lose billions in revenue, and then that, you know, risks things as well. So where would you come down on that particular aspect?
Yeah, there's no question that those items that, you know, come from, you know, promises that the president made on the campaign trail, those are expensive, and that makes the whole bill harder to put together. But at this point, those things, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and then instead of complete exemption of tax on Social Security, there is instead an enhanced tax deduction for those on Social Security. Those things are in the bill right now, and I think they will stay in the bill.
I mean, personally, I think it's ridiculous that people have to pay tax on Social Security. I really do. I wish that would be something that you could just, you know, fix. But I understand there's challenges there, but it just always, I think it's one of those common sense things that people say, wait a second, we've put all this money into this system, and now we don't even get a point. You know, we could have done a lot better in the stock market, and now we're paying taxes on what you're sending me every month.
Well, that's exactly right. You might ask, why is Social Security income different? Well, it's because that is essentially a government pension that you earned by paying into Social Security over the years. So why would that be taxable upon retirement? I agree with that one.
When do you think you will see a draft? I mean, the Ways and Means Committee hasn't released the first draft, have they?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, it's out now. So each of the committees of origin, so-called, so Ways and Means, Energy and Commerce, I'm on Judiciary and Transportation and Education, each of us over the past, two, 3 weeks have drafted our portions of the bill. And then, and some of them had lengthy markups, over a dozen hour long markups of the bill. And then with the, on Friday, the Budget Committee merged all those individual pieces of the bill together. And then today at, or last night, I believe at about 10 or 11 p.m., that merged bill was voted out of the House Budget Committee. So it could be on the floor. It will be in rules. I understand at 1 a.m. on Wednesday night. Don't ask me why 1 a.m. on Wednesday night. And we could then be voting on it Thursday or Friday.
Okay. 1 a.m. on Wednesday night is like Tuesday into Wednesday, or is that Wednesday into Thursday?
Tuesday into Wednesday. And I think that means then we could vote on it on Thursday, but I'm a freshman. Don't quote me on that one.
No, I get it. Congressman Bob Onder, one other question here. We're in a period where a lot of things are happening related to the former administration. You got books that are coming out that reveal, let's face it, Bob, what a lot of us knew and we were trying to scream at the top of our lungs about, with the president not being capable of doing his job, and some of the information that's coming out is even more damaging. You have the HER tapes that are released that I think are even more damaging. You also have the president with a cancer diagnosis, which, candidly, I certainly want to have empathy, but it's weird because I haven't heard anyone who's a medical expert, you're a doctor, that has said that they just found out about that this weekend.
Yeah, that seems really hard to believe, to go from, from healthy, best shape he's ever been in, to Gleason 9 out of 10 cancer, metastatic, so stage 4, just overnight, when you have the kind of medical care that the president of the United States has, that is not really believable. And let's face it, I think most of us knew when the Democrats were hiding Joe Biden in the basement in 2020, we knew why he was being hidden in the basement. He wasn't all that with it back then. But I think really we have had government by whoever is running Joe Biden's auto pen, not by Joe Biden, for quite some time now.
All right. Hey, Congressman, I know you're busy. Good luck with everything this week. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Appreciate
that's Bob Onder working hard there in Washington on the big, beautiful bill. I'd love to have Jason Smith on recently. Jason's always very good to us, but he is the chair of that very powerful committee and trying to shepherd this legislation through. We're coming back with more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.